across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And I'm really pleased, really happy to be joined by Oscar Copeland. Hi. Hello. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Really happy to be here, actually. And, you know, Tim is sick, so I'm really happy to join and to be here today with you. So tell me, I want to know everything, actually. Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm the mama here. I want to know everything about you. So how old are you? What are you doing at the moment?
Okay. So I'm 18 now, in my last year of college at CRC, doing a music performance and production course. Just kind of finishing that off, going to university next year.
Okay. So what are your specialties at Cambridge Regional College here?
So I'm a guitarist.
Yeah.
Really, so.
So do you play guitar?
Yeah. Since how long you play guitar? Since I was about 9, 10.
And did you like take lessons to proper learn, or do like my daughters do and just learn from internet and stuff?
Well, I started with like classical guitar lessons.
Oh yeah.
But I didn't really like it, to be honest. I found it really difficult. And then so I kind of stopped my lessons and basically mainly taught myself.
Yeah.
Online and just from playing with friends and things, and then just a lot of my own writing my own music rather than just learning pieces. I much prefer to just sit down and create. I don't know, it's more fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And when you were starting to to play guitar, what was your inspiration? I would say, what type of music you would start to play and stuff.
Well, from my parents, I was always big into like 60s rock and roll, so the Beatles were my favorite band.
Oh, wow.
And George Harrison, fantastic guitarist, and I thought he was the coolest guy in the world, so that's why I wanted to start playing guitar, because I saw him and I thought he was cool. I was always into lots of rock music. Since then it's developed. I like a lot more music. I like reggae and I like hip-hop, things like that, but it started off with classic rock, really, bands like Led Zeppelin and things.
Oh, yeah, so the really classical one.
Yeah.
What sort of music do you listen now? You said reggae and... let's say a new group. I would say new group. No, not new group, but what type of of music you listen now?
Well, I mean, with rock stuff, there's a band called Sticky Fingers.
Yeah.
They're really cool. They're a bit like pop, rock, reggae. They're a bit of hip-hop mixed into it as well, so they're quite cool. And they're a new band. Newish. And then hip-hop, I prefer old school hip-hop, to be honest.
Okay.
To a lot of modern stuff, so I don't know, but with the modern things, I like Kendrick Lamar, he's great. Joey Badass,
okay. Cool. So you are the college at the moment. So it's your last year over there.
Well, I think my course finishes at the end of next month, so I'm really
nervous?
Nervous. It's all kind of coming to the end. It's building up. Yeah, it's stressful.
So, do you know where you go next year? Where do you go?
So, I'm planning to go to Kingston University in London to do music production. So, it's really exciting.
Oh, wow. That's cool. That's really cool. And we had a little chat just before, and you were saying that, you did your GCSE. You wasn't so pleased with the result and everything.
Yeah.
But now that you find what you really like and want to do, it's just you have super great and everything. So
yeah, no, definitely just kind of specialising in my area, because my course is just, it's equivalent to 3A levels. So it's just music. Some people would probably find it quite limiting, maybe, not being able to do a broad range. But for me, that was what I was best at. And since doing those, just concentrating on my music, I've just managed to do so much better. It's really good.
That's super good. Yeah. And what about the college? Do they have everything, actually, to, how do they support you?
So, with the performance side of it, it's a lot of just playing a lot of different genres, learning a bit about the history, playing with your friends, playing in bands. And the production side is more learning about how to set up in the studio, how to record different mics, what you're going to be using on different instruments, more of the technical side. I find that's the most interesting part, because it's the stuff that you wouldn't necessarily be able to learn at home.
Yeah.
And you get to work in the studios, and obviously most people don't have a recording studio in their home. So
absolutely. And yeah, actually, the music department, they do have a fantastic facilities over there.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm really impressed, and like all the tutors are fantastic. If you need any advice, they'll just help you out. Or just with your own work, not just college work. You want to record anything, they'll help. It's cool.
Cool. So you will be soon launch your album. So you choose the name Kashmir, is it correct?
Yeah, that's my artist name, yeah.
Why that? Where did that come from? Well, I want to know everything.
So Kashmir it's a Led Zeppelin song.
Yeah.
And back in the day, I thought, it's a cool song. Cool word as well. And it's a place in India. And then I used to play a lot of video games. And so I used that as my, video game, my online name.
Okay.
And then I didn't know what to choose as a music alias.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's the only name I've had.
Yeah.
So
I just
took
to
it.
You. Yeah, it stick to
and
you.
I thought it was cool, so...
Ah, that's perfect. So Kashmir, yeah. So you'll be launching your album. What's the name of the album?
Soundscapes.
Soundscapes.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit more about the album, please?
Yeah, sure. So it's an ambient guitar kind of ambient album. So it's quite chill. It's quite moody.
Okay.
Quite atmospheric. But it's a lot of ambient music is made electronically, but... Okay. Basically, all of mine is guitar. So,
okay. Yeah. So, when you say that the album is, express different emotions.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it correct?
That's the idea. Because I thought, ambient music, a lot of it delivers a mood, an atmosphere, a vibe. And so, I had the idea that each song try and replicate a kind of emotion was the music.
And, yeah. That's cool. You'll be. Are you a bit scared actually for next Wednesday?
Yeah. So next Wednesday is my event.
Yeah, the big event.
Yeah,
tell
the
us.
Launch event at Kettle's Yard. So in town.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. So the idea is that I'm gonna get everyone down. I'm gonna have a listen to the album, and everyone's gonna. Well, I built these canvases.
Oh, wow.
At college with the art department. And so everyone's going to come down and listen to the tunes, and they can all paint along. So anything the music inspires, people, they don't have to draw anything, just colours, anything. And there's going to be about 30, 35 individual canvases, and we'll put those all together to create one big piece of art. It's going to be really cool.
That's
which is
super
from,
cool.
Made from the music.
Actually, the idea is just brilliant because, I think, you're right. When you listen to any track, it doesn't bring you the same emotion. We're all different. So
yeah,
I think
exactly.
The idea is really good, really cool to just let your expression, emotion goes away on the, like you say, on a painting or drawing or what is your mind while listening to you. That's really clever.
It's exciting. So, it's next Wednesday at 1 o'clock and it's free entry. So anyone's welcome to come down.
Perfect. So next Wednesday, 1 o'clock at the Kettle's Yard. Kashmir will be there for you with his new album, Soundscapes. And I do have a little surprise for you, as actually I have Highland. So what I do, I will just do the travel update quickly, and then when we're back, we will chat about that track, and then we can listen to that track. First, let's have the travel update now. Yes, this is me, Virginie Chanté, on Cambridge 105 Radio, and I'm still with Oscar Copland.
Yeah.
So we were just saying before the travel update that your album is Soundscape, will be launched next week, next Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Kettle's Yard. And we were just almost ready to listen to one of the tracks. Tell me more about that track and about the album.
Yeah, so this track, Islands, is the single of my album. And so I've released that a week ago today, actually.
Oh, wow.
So I released it last week on SoundCloud. And yeah, this is just a single off the track to build up some hype for it, give you an idea of what the album's going to be like.
Cool, excellent. So we will listen to that. Thank you so much for coming to the studio today.
Thank you.
You're welcome anytime you want. And good luck for next week.
Thank you.
Oops, here we go. This is better. Really nice. Really good. Kashmir with Islands. Oscar will be, like you said, next week at the Kettles Yard at 1 o'clock for launching his new album, Soundscape.